Because I didn't put it up on PowerPoint, I'm going to invite us to read it twice. One in English, once in English, and once in Mandarin.
因为我没有把这个经文在 PPT 上打出来呢，我就希望大家跟我一起来念。我们第一次用英文念，第二次用中文念。
So what I'll do is I'll read it in English once, and then Samantha will read it for us in Chinese.
Helicon 会用英文来念，我会用中文来念。
Okay. Matthew 1, verses 18 through 25.Now, the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband, Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying these words,Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us.When Jesus woke from sleep, or Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus.
马太福音第一章第十八到二十五节，耶稣基督降生的事记在下面。他母亲玛利亚已经许配了约瑟，还没有迎娶，玛利亚就从圣灵怀了孕。她的丈夫约瑟是个义人。不愿意明明地羞辱他，想要暗暗地把他休了。正思念这事的时候，有主的使者向他梦中显现，说：大卫的子孙约瑟，不要怕，只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来，因她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的。她将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。这一切事的成就是要应验主借先知所说的话，说必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利。以马内利翻出来就是神与我们同在。约瑟醒了起来，就遵着主使者的吩咐把妻子娶过来，只是没有和他同房，等他生了儿子就给他起名叫耶稣。
Okay, that's the word of God. Thank you.
这是神的话。
First of all, I want to say Merry Christmas.
我首先想说大家圣诞快乐。
It's a joy to be with you guys today.
很高兴今天可以跟大家在一起聚会。
We haven't met together as a body for about 3 weeks now.
我们大概有三周之久没有逐日敬拜了。
And before that, I was away for about a week in Asia, so I didn't even see you. So it's been about a month.
而在那个之前呢，我大概还有一周在亚洲。所以我大概有一个月没有见到大家了。
So I just want to say I'm very happy to see everyone.
所以我只想说我非常高兴能够见到在座的每一位。
And today especially there are some faces here that are familiar and old faces.
尤其是在座有一些这个很熟悉的老面孔。
And so I want to say welcome home.
所以我也想说欢迎回家。
And so today it's hard to start a message today because What can I say about Christmas that you already haven't heard?
今天这个讲道对我来说很困难，因为我能说什么？你们还不知道的关于圣诞节的事呢
？You know, like about 2 years ago or 3 years ago, when I was like serving, I realized I was like, goodness gracious, this is probably one of the hardest things to do.
大概在两三年前，当我在服侍的时候，突然意识到说，哎，这个好像可能是世界上最困难的事情。
Like Thanksgiving, Christmas, and Easter, I'm like, we get it every year.
就是每一年都要对这个感恩节、圣诞节和复活节来做这个。
So what do I talk about?
所以我该说什么呢
？And so it is in our natural tendency when we hear the same stories to gloss over them to become too familiar with them that we no longer it no longer carries the power the weight of the story.
我们有一个自然的倾向，就是当我们听一个我们反复听一个故事很多遍的时候呢，这些故事的内容就不再那么有力量，不再那么能够打动我们了。
And I think especially for Christmas stories, we've heard them many times already.
我想特别是对于圣诞节的故事我们已经听了好多好多次了。
And there's this American proverb that says, familiarity breeds contempt.
然后有一个美国的谚语说这个熟悉带来轻视。
Okay, I don't know where it's from, but basically it just says that because we're so familiar with something, we lose respect or appreciation for it.
他说的就是当我们对一件事情特别熟悉的时候呢我们对它就失去敬畏了。
So I'm sitting there, I'm going, God, what do I preach on? I'm like, this is during, I'm sitting in Taiwan, I'm sitting at a Starbucks, I'm going, God, I don't know what to preach on, so I need to start prepping now.
所以当我在台湾的星巴克开始准备今天的信息的时候我就向神祷告说神啊我真的不知道要说点什么。
And then I think one of the things God put on my heart was to pray for a new perspective, like a refreshed perspective of the text.
而我向神求的他放在我心上的就是一个对这段经文一个全新的角度。
And then as I was praying this, within the few days of that time of prayer, I read a post my friend, a pastor at another church in Irvine, shared.
然后在我祷告准备的时候呢我就读到一个在Irvine 的牧师他所写的一段话。
Yeah, my brother, Pastor Justin, he said these words in his post on Facebook.
我的弟兄也是一个牧师他叫 Justin, 他把这一段话写在 Facebook 上面。
And I was actually reading the same text, so I thought of this, but this is the quote.
他是这样说的。
This is the message of Christmas. We are never alone.
圣诞节的信息就是我们从来不是孤独的。
And I happened to be just reading, and of course, God with us, Emmanuel, popped up.
而这个就是今天的这个主题，以马内利。
And so, what's so special about this name?
这个名字有什么特别的呢？
And why should it matter to you and me that we know this name personally and well?
为什么你和我需要用一种个人的方式来明白这句话呢？
So I invite us today to look at the word Emmanuel, to look at the section of text with new eyes.
所以我邀请大家跟我一起用一个新的角度来读这段以马内利的经文。
In case you lost it, it's in verse 23, where we read.
这个以防你错过了它，它是在第二十三节。
Okay, so let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father God,
天父,
thank you again for this day.
我们再一次为着今天感谢你。
Thank you for this story of Christmas.
我们为着这个圣诞节的故事感谢你。
Thank you for this name, Emmanuel, which means God with us, that you are with us.
我们为着以马内利这个名字就是神与我们同在，你与我们同在，我们感谢你。
Lord, please help us to come with humble hearts.
主啊，帮助我们带着一颗谦卑的心来到你面前。
Listening ears.
打开我们的耳朵。
To hear and be refreshed and to learn anew again what that means.
让我们能够听见，能够被更新，能够真正明白这句话的含义。
The significance of the story.
也明白这个故事，也明白这个故事的意义。
And so Lord, we put it in front of you. We ask for your strengthening, your guidance, your empowerment today as we learn from you.
我们把接下来的时间交在你的面前，我们求你加添我们的力量，能够带领我们。
May you be with Samantha and myself as we share your gospel. May it be done faithfully.
求你与我和哈拉康同在，让我们能够诚实的宣讲你的道。
In Jesus Christ, we pray.
我们奉我主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. So the first point today.Is the word God.
所以我们今天的第一点是关于这个神与我们同在的神。
And I think if you want to understand Christmas, it all starts and begins with one very important lesson.
我想如果你们要明白圣诞节的意义的话，它都要从一个非常重要的一刻开始。
That the idea of Christmas is wrapped around this really important point.
就是整个圣诞节的意义都围绕着这一点展开。
That the creator, the maker of the universe, God,
就是,
has come to earth and become a human being.
就是这个整个宇宙的创造者神来到地球上成为一个人的样式。
You see, Christmas is not about Santa Claus.
就是它不是关于圣诞老人的。
It's not about just gift exchanges.
不是关于交换礼物的。
Family time.
也不是只是关于这个家庭聚会的时间的。
Food, Christmas tree, and lights.
或者是食物，圣诞树，对，很好好看的灯光。
Those are all good things, of course.
这些都是好的东西。
And of course, we want peace, right? Christmas is a time of peace and cheer.
当然我们也希望平安喜乐。
But everything comes from this idea.
但是这一切都从这一个主题而来。
That the infinite in the moment of Christmas has become finite.
就是在圣诞节的那一刻，永恒进入了进入了有限。
And when you read the Gospel of Matthew, the first text in the New Testament.
而当你们读这个马太福音，第一就是新约的第一本书。
Matthew knows this.
马太知道这一点。
And he is writing it in such a way that it reflects almost like a revisit of the Old Testament, the beginning of the Old Testament.
所以他开始写马太福音的方式就好像是回顾旧约一样。
Something special is about to happen.
就是有一件特别的事要发生了。
And it's interesting because in verse 1 of chapter 1, it uses the word genealogy.
有意思的是在马太福音的第一章第一节他使用了一个词是中文翻译成为家谱。
An idea is of Genesis. It's the same word they use for Genesis.
但是从英文的话，你可以看出这个词和创世纪的那个词是同一个词根。
Which I pointed out before in our series. But if you read verse 18, the word birth of Jesus Christ.
而如果你看第十八节这个耶稣基督降生的这个降生。
The word birth here is the word Genesis in Greek.
如果大家看希腊文的话，你会发现这个出生这个字就是用的 Genesis， 创世纪的这个字。
How was Jesus born then？
所以耶稣基督是怎么被生出来的呢
？And this is the story of the virgin birth。
而这个故事就是关于童女怀孕生子的故事。
Born from or by the Holy Spirit。
从圣灵感孕。
It's this unlikely, unexpected story of God becoming and coming here to save this world.
这就是这个不寻常的故事，神进入了这个世界，我要拯救这个世界。
And when you get to verse 21, they name this person.
而到了第二十一节的时候，他们给这个神起了一个名字。
That this person that is to be born, his name is Jesus.
就是这个将要降生的这位神，他的名字叫耶稣。
And this is, of course, lost in our English translation, but it originally comes from the Hebrew word for Joshua.
这个词在希伯来文里面是从约书亚这个词来的。
And what it has it's a very heavy word.
它是一个非常沉重的词。
Because it means God helps, God saves.
因为它的意思就是神帮助，神拯救。
Or may God save. Or may God save.
就是愿神拯救。
And what does he save us from?
所以神要从什么当中拯救我们呢？
And in verse 21, when you read it, it kind of just says, part two of it, it says, he will save his people from their sins.
当你读二十一节的时候，后半节他就说到，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
But the he here is very unique. It's a he with heaviness, like emphatic, it's emphasized.
而这个他的这个用词是有特别的着重的。
And what he's saying is, he himself, he alone has come to save his people from their sins.
他的意思就是他自己，他一个人要将百姓从罪恶里救出来。
So two things.
这两件事。
He's here to save his people.
他来是要救自己的百姓。
And he's supposed to save his people from their sins.
然后第二点是要从罪恶里面把他们救出来。
So what God has planned and purposed is through this person who is also God, Jesus Christ, his son. He's divine and he's human, has come to save the people, his people, the church, with his blood.
所以神的这个计划就是这一个人也同时是神耶稣基督他既是完全的神又是完全的人他来到这个世界上拯救他的百姓他的教会是用他的血来拯救。
In the Bible, it points us to this.
而在圣经当中，他也指向这一点。
Later on in the text, in another gospel,
在之后，在另外一本福音书当中
，Jesus even says, "Your sins are forgiven."
耶稣说你的罪赦了。
Oh yeah, and it's Mark 2, chapter 5.
在 马可福音第二章。
And he says this to the paralyzed person that came down from the roof.
就是那个他们怎么拯救那个瘫子的时候。
And you have to think about this. Who has the right to say your sins are forgiven?
所以你必须要想说，谁有权利来说你的罪赦了。
So for example, if Shen and Aaron got into a fight, and then, sorry.And Shen somehow got so mad, he hits Aaron in the face on accident. No, maybe intentionally.
就好像举个例子，比如说宣扬和 Aaron 吵架了，然后呢，他们很生气，然后是宣扬就不小心，有可能是非常故意的，就一拳打在 Aaron 脸上。
If I came up to Shen and Aaron and said, "Your sins are forgiven."
如果我走过去对宣扬和 Aaron 说，你的罪赦了。
What?That sounds ridiculous. Why would I be the one have the right to say your sins are forgiven?
那会显得很奇怪，为什么我会有权利来说你的罪赦了呢？
The only person who can forgive Shen of his sins really is Aaron.
就是能够赦免宣的罪的宣扬的这个过犯的人只有 Aaron.
Because he's the one that's been hurt.
因为他是受伤的那个人。
He's the one that's been wronged.
因为他是就是被不公正的对待的那个人。
But when Jesus says these, your sins are forgiven, what he's trying to show us?
而当耶稣说你的罪赦了的时候，他想告诉我们的是什么呢？
That when you actually look at it carefully, who Shen actually sins against is not just Aaron.
就是如果你仔细的去想这个问题的话，宣扬犯罪的对象不仅是 Aaron,
but God,
还有神。
Because God is the one who formed Aaron.
因为神是创造 Aaron 的人。
He's the one who made him unique.
神是使 Aaron 变得独一无二的那个人。
When we sin, we ultimately are hurting God because He is the creator of each of us.
当我们犯罪的时候，我们从终极的意义上来说，我们就是在伤害神，因为他创造了我们每一个人。
So when Jesus has come to forgive us of our sins, it's because ultimately our sins, no matter who we did it to, we ultimately are harming and dishonoring and hurting.God.
所以耶稣来说你的罪赦了的时候，是在告诉我们，不管我们向谁有犯罪，我们最终都是在不荣耀神，在伤害神。
So why should we believe this?
所以为什么我们要相信这一点？
Why should you and me believe that this person came, God has this plan to save us from our sins? Why is this believable? Why should we believe in this?
为什么我们可以相信这个故事？为什么我们应该相信这个故事？就是神降世为人来拯救我们。
Why are we letting a story from 2,000 plus years ago be the story that is supposedly here to define us and become our faith?
为什么我们允许一个2000多年前的故事成为我们生命当中最重要的那个部分？我们为什么愿意信从它，把它当做一个信仰？
And it's easy to think,You know what? They didn't have the science, the technology, the academics that we have today. So why would they want to believe in something so unbelievable?
我们很容易觉得说，哦，他们没有现在的这一切科技，所以他们才会去相信这样一个不可信的故事。
Now, those that study history know that's a little bit of a hubris, right? We're a little wrong too. Or we always think we know the most because we're the furthest ahead in history. But next year will be the slowest, right? Does that make sense? I don't know. Sorry, I just digressed a moment.
就是如果你去看历史的话，你就会看到说，我们现在总是觉得我们好像比以前的人好很多，但是其实过了一年之后，你现在自己其实也落后了。
Yeah, and the idea is, the Jewish people then who would have seen and met Jesus or heard of the story, it was highly unlikely they would have received it or wanted to believe in it as much as us today.
但是事实是，当时的就是现在我们有多难相信这个故事，当时的犹太人他们就有多难相信这个故事，因为他们从心底里也是没有任何动机去愿意相信这个事的。
I'll just give you two brief examples.
我就给你们两个很简单的例子。
For the Greek people in that time, the Hellenistic people,
对于那个时候的希腊人来说，
they would have been polytheistic.
他们是多神论，多神论呢？
Yeah, they would have believed in many gods.And that these gods walked among people sometimes.
就是他们相信有世界上有很多神，而且这些人，这些神就是在人群当中可以走来走去。
So they probably wouldn't have believed in this. But the Jews, they're monotheistic. They believe in one God. They believe in the God of the Old Testament, the Hebrew Bible.
但是这个犹太人呢，他们只相信一位神，就是他们在 希伯来文的圣经当中，就是旧约当中所指向的那位神。
And he believed in a God that was infinitely great, transcendent, that is not, that has no beginning, has no end.
他们相信这位神是，无穷无尽的，他超越一切，他没有开始，也没有终结。
So they could not believe that there could be a person that could come and be God as well.
所以他们不可能相信说有一个人可以来到这个世界上。然后同时又具有神的属性。
Yes, they expected a Messiah.
是的，他们期待有一位弥赛亚。
But not seen as God himself.
但是不是神本身。
So that's already a very difficult thing for Jewish culture and people at that time to grasp. They would have been like, no way, this is impossible, it's so ridiculous.
这已经是一个对当时的犹太人来说非常具有冲击性的概念，他们不会愿意相信，他们会觉得这个是不可能的。
But let me give you two more reasons why.
我就再给你们两个理由。
The virgin birth.
比如说这个童女生子。
Verse 18. The Holy Spirit? What? Right? Who would believe that?
就是说从圣灵感孕是什么意思？就怎么可能有人相信呢？
And here's the second thing. It's a scandalous story. It's not a pretty story.
而第二点就是这是一个很可疑的好像是像一个丑闻一样的故事
because Mary's like wait a second you guys are engaged but you're not officially married how are you they calculate the months they're like the baby shouldn't come this time
因为大家会算日子嘛别人就会去想说哎，你就是许配了但是你还没有结婚那你怎么会生这个小孩
it makes everyone look bad Joseph looks bad Mary has to look bad
这使玛利亚还有约瑟看起来，就是都惹人怀疑。
Doesn't sound like a very promising beginning to a religion that has affected so many people.
就好像不像一个，不像一个能够影响那么多人的信仰故事的开始。
And so my point of saying is this: it is highly unlikely that the people back then would have believed in Jesus as much as it is for us today for different reasons.
而我想分享的点就是，不管我们出于什么理由，但是过去的人想要相信这个故事和我们今天想要相信这个故事是一样的困难。
So why would the people become the faith that we have today, that would willingly from then till now sacrifice everything to propagate this story, to tell you this story about Jesus? You have to think about that.
所以你必须要去思想说，那为什么？这个信仰影响了那么多人，放上了他们的一切，来告诉你这个故事是真的。我们必须要去思考这一点。
And I think it's funny because, not funny, sorry, it's never funny. I just tend to find a lot of things funny. But Jesus's life must have been such a compelling statement and argument that the people that saw his life believed with everything they had.
耶稣的一生，他必须有这样 强烈的说服力让当时跟他相处的人可以真的把这件事情当做一个信仰能够去跟从他能够放下一切
and I'll be honest it's the people that were closest to him that believed in him so much
而且是与他最亲近的人最相信他
but if you think about it the people closest to us usually are not the ones that like us the best
但是如果你想一想的话，我们最亲近的人通常不是最喜欢我们的人。
Because they know our dirty stuff. They know how imperfect we are.
不是觉得我们最好的人，因为他们看到我们，不好的一面。
They know our bad habits.
他们知道我们的坏习惯。
Right, if you look at spouses.
如果你看你的另一半。
You know, husbands and wives, they know all the little weird bad habits of their husband or their wife.
就是或者你看就是妻子和丈夫他们经常知道对方最糟糕的部分
and also your children, your family they see when you're not happy you're moody and you're angry and you're not the nice guy or the nice woman at church that you always act like
或者是你的孩子他们看到你们发怒的时候看到你们生气的时候他们看到你们不像你们在教会里面所表现的那样是好好先生好好太太
and his closest followers had the most personal view of Jesus and yet they still believed and were willing to die for this faith
但是在耶稣基督的事情上面是那些最跟他最亲近他的人 最相信他，而且愿意为他们的信仰而死。
And I think this is where why we must start here. We must understand who God is and what He has done through Jesus Christ.
所以我想这就是为什么我们必须从这里开始来去思索谁神是谁，他来这里是做什么，他为我们做了什么。
So again, I'm going to reiterate. Our first point is God. We have to understand what God has done.
所以我的第一点就是我们必须明白神是谁，以及神为我们做成了什么。
And when we come to believe in God, He comes into our lives by the Spirit, right?
而当我们相信神的时候，他就用圣灵的形式进入到我们生命，对吗？
And I was just reading this and it hit me. It's kind of like we are a miraculous virgin birth as well.
当我读这个经文的时候，我就觉得说，哎，好像我们也是从这个奇迹般的圣灵感孕而生。
Okay. God by His grace, by His power, by the Spirit comes into our lives and we become born again.
神借着他的借着他的大能大力进入到我们的生命当中，使我们成为一个新造的人。
And so Christmas is all about Jesus. It's really about Jesus.
圣诞节是关于耶稣的。
And what I think is important is when you look at the Christmas, I was just talking to a student about this, and it's not a bad thing. It's PC to say happy holidays today.
现在我们说这个我们不再说圣诞节快乐，而我们只是说假期快乐，是一种政治正确的说法。
But we should say Merry Christmas because it is about Jesus Christ.
但是我们应该说圣诞快乐，因为它真的是关于耶稣基督诞生的故事。
Because every other faith is about excellence of morality of your actions, right? The teacher teaches you how to be a good person and do the right things.
因为其他的一切宗教都是关于行为的，就是有教师来教导你怎么样做一个更好的人。
What the Christian story says is you are helpless without the goodness of God, and He must come and save you. And that's what He has done at Christmas. It's different.
而基督信仰是不同的，他告诉你，我们靠着自己是没有指望的，只有神才能拯救我们，而神也已经这样做了，就是在圣诞节降世为人。
Everything in these verses that we just read is God's action, moving, changing things. Look, just read it again. Mary, she is, the Spirit comes and helps her to conceive Jesus, right? And then you have Joseph. He thinks he's supposed to divorce his wife. It takes God coming to him by the Spirit, telling him not to do it.
Okay, that's all. 而基督的信仰其实是神做事，就像这一段经文里面大家可以看到的，是主的使者，是玛利亚是从圣灵感孕，是神在把这个婴孩放在他的腹中，然后当约瑟想要暗暗的把玛利亚休掉的时候，也是神的使者跟他说，你要把他娶过来。
So what I'm saying, my first point, it's the longest point, is you are confronted with one choice or two choices.
而我想说的就是，你面前有两个选择。
Did God do this for you?
神为你做了这个事情。
Or did He not do it for you?
或者是神没有。
There's no middle ground.
没有中间地带。
And that if it is true, then He has come to save you from your sins.
如果这是真的，他为了你而降生，为你的为了从你的罪恶当中把你拯救出来。
He did this through Joshua, Jesus.
就是他的名字所说的耶稣。
So my first point, it starts with God.
所以我的第一点是这个故事是从神开始。
Well, my next point, it's a little lighthearted. It's a little bit more light.
而第二点呢，就比较轻松一点。
With.
就是与我们同在，的同在。
And I think this is a point that is very weird. It's different from anything other people might say, but it's this idea that the infinite God who created everything, who there's no beginning and end, desires to be with you and I.
而这个同在就讲出这个无限的创造者，他想要跟我们在一起。
And if you look in the Old Testament, that's not the God that shows up in that story.
如果大家看旧约的话，你就会发现说，这个好像不是旧约当中所说的那一位神。
One example is he's described often as some sort of fire.
第一个例子就是很多时候说到神的时候就会有某一种火焰。
When God makes a covenant with Abraham, he comes as a pot of fire, like a cistern of fire, just moving.
在 创世纪当中神与亚伯拉罕立约的时候，他出现的形式是冒烟的炉并烧着的火把从肉块中经过。
He comes to Moses as a burning bush.
摩西所见到的异象是这个荆棘里的火焰。
And later on, he shows up as the pillar of fire.
之后他以这个云柱火柱的方式出现。
And then Moses couldn't even get close to him because it was such a bright light, right? So perfect.
而摩西甚至没有办法靠近，因为神好像一个大光一样，他是那么的圣洁完美。
And then when the presence of God ends up in the temple, there's this glory of God that is so unapproachable. Nobody could go into it without dying.
而当神的荣光充满圣殿的时候，这个也是没有人能够靠近圣殿，
Right, only that one priest once a year who has multiple sacrifice and cleansing could go in.
就大祭司在每年有一次的机会，在他做完很多的就奉献献祭之后，他可以进去。
Because God was unapproachable, He was so magnificent, so awesome, you could not even enter His space.
就是神是这样的遥不可及，他是这样的荣美，你甚至不能靠近他。
Even Moses could only see His heels. Or his back, sorry.
甚至摩西也只能见到他的脚踪，或者是见到他的背影。
And then he come out of it, his face is all shining. He had to put a veil on so people couldn't see his face because it hurt their eyes.
就是他从那里回来之后，他的脸上都充满荣光，他要把他用一个帕子蒙住。
The experience of God was an experience kind of general, right? I know who God is, but I can't get close to him.
而我们跟神的这个经历就好像是这样子，就是我知道神是谁，但是我总是很难靠近他。
But a personal experience is one where you're close. You know him. You know him as your friend, as your father. A personal experience.
但是一个个人的经历就是你真的，你真的认识这位神，他好像你的家人一样，好像你的朋友一样。
And so I'll share a little personal illustration.
我也会讲一个我自己的故事。
I just came back from Taiwan.
我刚从台湾回来。
And, you know, in Taiwan, my dad is a pretty well-known figure.
在台湾我爸爸是一个名人。
But to me, dad is just my horse.
对我来说，这个我爸爸是我可以骑的。
I read a lot of stuff about him, and there's people that probably have opinions of my dad. It's fine.
就人对我爸爸有很多看法。
And people's experience of him is very generally a distant one. It's like you may know him as a social figure or this academics or political figure.
那大家认识我爸爸的话呢，都会其实跟他是有一段距离的，就是他们可能是因为他学术上的成就，他政治上的成就来认识他。
But I know him personally.
但是我是用一种非常个人的方式。
I've seen him cry.
我看到他我看到他哭。
I've seen him super mad at me.
我看到他对我非常生气。
And he's probably one of my heroes, right?
他是我的英雄。
And I've been able to hug him.
我可以拥抱他。
And so my point to say is this. We don't just know God as the impersonal God. We know God today as a personal, relatable God that we can have intimacy with, closeness to.
我们今天认识神不仅是认识那个就是遥远的概念上的神，而是我们可以与神有一个个人的关系。
And I don't want to go into too long, but if you look at 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 12 through 18, there's this little section. It talks about, Paul says, the veil has been removed, that we no longer have a veil that separates us from God.
如果大家看哥林多后书第三章第十二到十八节的话，保罗就说这个这就是那个时候在摩西将帕子蒙在脸上那个帕子已经在基督里已经废去了。
That you and I today can experience because of Christmas a personal experience of God's magnificence and glory without being destroyed or consumed by it.
所以今天你和我能够用一种个人的方式去经历主完全的荣光，而我们不会被消灭。
So how can you have this personal connection with God?
所以你怎么样与主建立一个个人的关系呢？
It's because of Jesus Christ.
你怎么可能可以建立这样一种关系呢？
Because,
就是因为主耶稣。
Because of what Jesus has come and done, that he has lived a perfect life, a sinless life.
就是耶稣基督为我们所做成的，他来到世界上过了毫无瑕疵、无罪的一生。
And he took away the brokenness.
他带走了我们的破碎和软弱。
The darkness, the sin of our lives.
我们生命当中的黑暗，我们生命当中的罪恶。
The evil, the fear, the guilt that stands between us and God.
他带走了这个邪恶，恐惧和内疚感，我们在神，就是我们在，我们自己和神之间的一切阻拦。
And by dying on the cross, Jesus has paid for your sins, my sins, our sins.
然后通过，死在十字架上，耶稣基督为你和我所有的罪都付上了代价。
And so when God sees us, our sins no longer, there's no longer a barrier between us and God because of Jesus. We have a connection personally with God as though we are seeing him in his presence.
所以因着耶稣基督神看到我们的时候，我们与神之间是没有阻拦的，我们可以与神有一个亲密的个人的关系，我们可以去认识他。
In the very first way we experience that today, when you look at the story, right, is God uses not just Jesus as an adult, he uses the story of a helpless baby.
而我们可以看到这一点的第一个例子，就是在这个故事当中，你可以看到神使用了一个婴孩。
You put a picture up, the babies. I got permission to do this, of course. I only put up pictures that I had quick access to. If you look, that's Everett. That's Madeline and Everett. That's Madeline when she was a little smaller. And then that's Jojo from our, this is from the Resound side. These are some of our kids. I didn't get a chance to put up Hudson, but this is some of the kids. Our church is growing, by the way. So I'll let you guys know.
就是我找到的比较方便，我比较容易找到的一些我们教会里面，这个婴孩的照片。
But the reason I put this up is I want us to think, this is the image God wants us to see of His love for us, that He wants to be with us. He uses a baby. Why?
我想让大家看到，这就是神所想，所要我们见到他的这个第一印象，就是，神想与我们同在的形象，为什么呢？
I've been thinking about it for a long time, but I think it's because babies are vulnerable. They're so pure, they're helpless, they're accessible. Everybody, when you see a, well, most people, when we see a baby, we want to hold them, we want to protect them, we want to be close to them, we want to make sure they're okay.
我想那是因为婴孩这个形象，它是最纯洁，然后它又最无害，然后它又最好像容易去亲近，每个人大多数人见到小孩都会很想去抱着他。
And I think it, when we see a baby in any form, I think we all want to do something. We want to be close to it. We want to love and nurture it.
当我们看到婴孩的时候，我们就会自动的想去抱他，然后爱他，然后这个养育他。
And I read a recent study that said when a father first holds their child, their testosterone drops 50%.
就是我最近读到一个研究说，当父亲第一次抱自己的小孩的时候，他的睾酮激素会降50%。
It makes them more nurturing.
使他们更加的这个充满关就是充满这个抚养的这个意愿。
So Amos, 晨曦 ，watch out.
所以 Amos 和晨曦就是要注意了。
Look at Nathan.
看看 Nathan 现在。
But I know because I look at their example and they're so tender around their children. He's so tender around his child.
我看到他们的例子就是他们在他们的孩子面前是这么的温柔。
So God through Christ came as a baby.
神通过耶稣基督降世成为一个婴孩。
So as to be with you and me.
好与我们在一起。
So we start with God.
所以我们从神开始。
See that he has come to be with.
然后我们看到他是要来与我们同在的。
And the question then is, who is the us?
那接下来的一个问题就是，这里的我们指的是谁？
Who are the people that God desires to be with?
谁是那一群神想要去同在的人呢？
When you see it says here in verse 21 again, he says he will save his people from their sins.
你会看到这个21节说，他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
This word laos, or laos, I don't know how to say it. It's a Greek word. What it means is it's a people group. It's a people of a culture, a population that speak a language that he is bringing together.
而这个百姓在希腊文当中就是说到有一群人，他们可能是这是一个国的或者是一个文化的。
God is bringing these us, these people to form a new people group, right? And he actually changes the wording. Matthew switches words. He uses different words throughout Matthew. One of the other words he uses is he starts to use the word church, ecclesia, in Matthew chapter 16. He goes, my church. Jesus says, my church.
这个就是说到耶稣基督要定义一个新的人群，然后在马太福音当中，这个对于这群人的称谓也有变化。就到后来，他就使用了就是教会，然后说到我的教会，神的教会。
And then he even uses the word nation, my nation or his nation, ethnos, in Matthew 21.
然后在第21章的时候，他用到就是神的国或者是他的国。And
he's saying these people are new people that come because of me, they're ruled by King Jesus.
他就说到这一个新的人群，他们是为着我而来的，他们要被就是我的他们的王耶稣来统治。And
what are these people to look like?
而那些人看起来像什么样子呢？
When you look at Matthew and Luke, it gives you two kinds of people.
当你看马太福音和路加福音的时候，你就会看到两个例子。First
is the wise men.
第一个是这个三学士。
They're non-Jewish.
他们不是犹太人。
They're scholars, astrologers.
他们对，就像那个名字，他们是东方三博士。
They want to know who this Jesus is.
他们想要知道这个耶稣是谁。
So they're hungering to know.
他们有一个渴慕。
And then you have the shepherds.
然后呢，你就有牧羊人。
They're the opposite.
他们是另一个极端。
They're the lowest, the poorest of the culture. Of the community. Some of them are probably even Jewish, but some of them are probably, or they're probably not Jewish because they were dealing with animals. So, or maybe with pigs, I don't know. But they're shepherds. They're the lowest of society.
然后而牧羊人呢，他们是社会中的底层。
And they come with this thirst, this need, right, to understand who Jesus is. They don't know what is going on. They're just thirsting.
而他们也是，有对神有一个渴慕，想要不知道发生了什么，想要认识这位神。
And I think what you see in these two is that they have no sense of knowing what's next. There's an unexpected, there's no expectation from them.
而你看这两群人的时候，你会发现说，他们不知道将要会发生什么，他们没有一个明确的期待。
They don't have this idea of being feeling entitled, like I deserve to know God.
他们不会觉得说我配认识神，或者是我就该知道神是怎样。
They came to receive God.
他们来是要接受神。
See, they came with nothing to offer, but just merely wanted to know who Jesus was.
他们没有带来什么，但是他们想要认识。
Well, the wise men did bring something, but that was to offer, to give to him.
对，就是对，三博士确实带来了一些东西，但是这不是这个点。
I think that's the danger we have today. We come to Christmas message, we come to church, we go, hey, you know what, God, I come to church every week. I pay my tithes. I sing in the choir. I worship God. I do Bible studies. I lead prayer meetings. I help prayer meetings. I go to Sunday school. You know what, God? I deserve to have you in my life.
而我们现在很多时候，我们的心态是说，我们周日去聚会，然后我们在诗班唱诗，然后我们带敬拜，然后这个去祷告会等等等等，就我们做十一奉献，就好像神我。
But I'm not saying those are wrong. Those are good things.
我不是说这一切不好，这些都很好。
They come not from a sense of expecting or you feel like you deserve something. That's not the right way.
但是如果你觉得你就配得这样的恩典的话，这就不是一个正确的方式。
How it should be is God has done this for me. He's loved me. He has given me everything. And therefore, I want to do these things as a worship, as a response to him.
而一个正确的看法是，神已经那样的爱了我，而我去做这些，只是对他爱，他对他爱的回应。
These are the people that make up the us.
而这样想的人，就是在这里所说的，他的百姓。
So we have the idea of God with us.
所以我们就有这个神的概念，同在的概念和我们的概念。
I have three things I just want you to think about as we go forward today.
那我们接下来呢，我希望大家想三件事。
Is he, this question is direct, really God to you?
第一件事是神真的是你的神吗？
Then you have to destroy all the assumptions, the entitlements you feel you have, and come to the God of Christmas.
那你就要抛下一切你觉得你自己配得的东西来到这个圣诞节的主面前。
That you have nothing to bring to him. He initiates. He is the one that has brought his grace to you.
就是你不能给他什么，是他白白的把救恩给了你。
The Christ has died for you.
耶稣为你而死。
He is resurrected.
他又他三日之后复活。
And now he sits at the right hand of God the Father.
现在坐在神的右边。
So that's the first thing. Is he really God to you? Nothing else. Is he the first priority? The utmost priority.
所以这就是第一个问题，就是他是不是真的在你的生命当中是你的神，他是不是你放在第一位的。
My second question.
第二个问题。
This is a challenge. Very direct.
是一个挑战，非常直接。
What are you and I doing to be with him?
你和我今天在做什么是来与他同在呢。
How are you arranging? How are you organizing? How are you making your life to be about being with him first?
你怎样安排？你怎样你怎样过你的生活？你做了什么样的行动去亲近主？
How much do you want that? Do you desire that?
你有多渴望与他同在？
Do you realize?He wants it so much. He willingly leaves the comfort of his perfect community of the Trinity to come to earth, come into the finite earth as a helpless baby in a dirty little cave somewhere, right? To be there to bless and be with us.
你是否意识到神为了要与我们同在，他离开了这个无限荣耀的与这个父神和圣灵的关系的同在，从无限进入到有限，降生为一个婴孩，诞生在一个这脏兮兮的马槽里，是为了要与我们同在。
And then lastly, how are we becoming the us that Jesus has come and died for?
而第三个问题就是我们在我们在就是我们现在是在怎样的改变来去成为那个耶稣来然后为他们死的这个百姓中的的百姓。
Yeah. And so this question is kind of more of a personal challenge is how are we bringing the story of Jesus to others? That their idea of Christmas is this way, Christmas trees and lights and gift exchanges and being nice, happy holidays, when it's really about Jesus and it's about his people.And their sins that he has died for.
就是这也是我们一个个人的挑战，就是我们怎么样把这个圣诞节真正的含义告诉那些觉得圣诞节就是什么圣诞树啊，然后灯啊的那些人，怎么样告诉他们，圣诞节真正的含义是关于神，关于神的百姓，和关于神的拯救的。
And so I have just one last thought.
所以我有这最后一个。
And I apologize. This has been a long message.
然后我道歉，这可能是一个比较长的信息。
I wanted to tell you why this text means a lot to me today.
我想告诉你们为什么这个经文对我在今天有很大的意义。
I feel like when you preach the word, you have to always tell people why God speaks so powerfully to you.
我想当你在分享你的信息的时候，你总是要说总是要说明神对你有怎样的影响。
And I don't want you to feel like.This doesn't have a personal connection to you. You need to have a personal connection to the idea of Emmanuel.
而且我希望你们不要觉得说这个经文与你就是不用发生一个个人的关系。你需要在一个个人自己经历的层面上面去明白以马内利到底说的是什么意思。
I love Christmas. I love the Advent season because it remembers Jesus.
我喜欢圣诞节，我喜欢那个圣诞降临的节期，因为我喜欢就是去纪念主。
But I also really don't like it.
但是我也很不喜欢它。
Because to me, it's one of the loneliest times in this season.
因为对我来说，这是最孤独的时刻之一。
Because it's a very lonely time for a single person.
因为对于单身的人来说，这是很孤独的。
And I'm sure many of you that are single here know what I'm feeling.
我想在做单身的可能也能明白我的感受。
But also if your family is far away from you and you can't reach them, it's more lonely.
而且如果你的家人还不在你身边的话，这可能会让你觉得更加的孤单。
So I mean, every season I remember this thought of being lonely.
然后每一个这样的节气，我都会意识到这个孤单的感觉。
And I'm always like, I pray that next year I will never have to feel that loneliness.
然后我一直在祷告说，明年我就不会这么觉得孤独了。
It's been going for like 10 years now, I think.
但是这样子已经十年了。
And part of it's my fault.
当然一部分是我的原因。
But this year, I came across my friend's Facebook post.
但是今年我看到了我朋友脸书的留言。
Pastor Justin.
就是。
Next quote, next.
Justin 牧师。
From Irvine, he said, "This is the message of Christmas."
说这是圣诞节的信息。
We are never alone.
我们从来不是孤单的。
And so I find great comfort in this reminder that God is always with me.
我在就是以马内利的信息就是神与我同在当中得到了极大的安慰。
He's with you.
神也与你同在。
He's gone through all these things just to be with you.
他做了那么多事，只是想要与你同在。
So if you're feeling the same thing, I want you to encourage to know you're never alone.
如果你有与我一样的感觉的话，我想。我希望你受到鼓舞，你从来不是孤单的。
We are never alone.
我们也永远不会是孤单的。
Let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。